Garden Organic Solutions. Monterey Garden Insect Spray contains spinosad, proven effective against sod webworms and fire ants. For your garden, choose Monterey BT to knock out hungry caterpillars and veggie pests without hurting bees, birds, and ladybugs. Monterey Lawn and Garden Solutions, available at your favorite Garden Pro nursery. For a beautiful lawn and garden, choose Monterey Lawn and Garden Products.
Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Danny Milliken with Nick Koenig from Kingwood Garden Center and Warren Southern Gardens.
Well, good morning. That is very true that these are the two people that are here. I'm Danny Milliken.
I'm Nick Koenig.
And we are here to dish out gardening information. All right, and that is what we're here to do, talk to you about gardening. We're Home Show Garden Pros. It's a cool name, right, because it's part of this bigger family, the Home Show Radio family with Tom Tynan. He does the inside the house, I do the outside of the house. And we bring in these garden pros, these professionals from all over the city, like Nick, you know, that are just used to dishing out incredible garden information. Nick and I were just sitting here talking about...
A whole bunch of
talking stuff. Talking to new gardeners,
yeah.
Like how cool it is that so many people are into gardening, and then how much bad advice and bad available product and yada yada is out there for them. So we are here to help anybody. So you may be a garden newbie or a extremely veteran gardener. You know, teach us some lessons.
Got some questions.
We're here to talk with you. Yeah, or hear your advice even. Shoot. So Nick's not our only amazing super garden pro. He hails from the Warren Southern Gardens Kingwood Garden Center family.
Yes, sir.
And up there in Kingwood, obviously, Kingwood Garden Center. Name of the garden center.
There it is.
And that's one of our co-op members, or a pair, I guess. Our other co-op members, kind of just bouncing all over the map here. Plants for All Seasons, 249 just past Luetta. You love Sherry. She comes in. Last week she was here. Nature's Way Resources Garden Center, way up 249, just past the Woodlands, but just south of Conroe. Really nice spot for you people up north on 45. Nature's Way Resources Garden Center. Generally think of them as a soil place, but their garden center's really become really nice and has a ton of native stuff, which I love that. And then you got Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. That's kind of bookending Richmond, Texas, southwest of town. Enchanted Forest specifically is very easy to get to from Houston. You're kind of just zipping down 59, exiting, and it's really close. Enchanted Gardens is really close to all those western suburbs, Cinco Ranch, all that Fort Bend area out there. And they're just really great spots also. And last, certainly not least, is Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. You know, Anita, Rolf, the whole crew out there, Peter, Mary, doing a great job. Being a worldwide phenomenon with the water gardens, and then also just being Katie's go-to nursery for plants, for soil help, for advice. So that list should tell you the story that we're here to help. We got the tools, we got the knowledge, and we have microphones. So, you know, and headphones, I guess, too. So we can hear your question and tell you back more. That's what we do. So, Nick, what's going on over at Kingwood Garden Center?
You know, there's a lot of plant material coming in.
Thankfully,
we're able to still find some really beautiful stuff. You know, a lot of that beautiful color still really popping. So, you know, after that rain and everything and all that, flowers have been going crazy. Our echinaceas out of this world right now. There's a whole rutabaga, all these wonderful perennials are just really, really popping right now. You know, and going into that summer heat, some of these guys are really strong through all of that, you know, trauma even into the summer. So that's definitely been an awesome sight to see in the garden.
That echinacea is like, what color is that?
It has from purple, whites, pinks, reds, yellows, that beautiful cone flower.
Yes.
Huge, you know, just big old head on it. Great pollinator. Bees are all over that thing, just bringing in, taking all the pollen. It's awesome.
Does it look good in like a patch?
Uh-huh.
I think I'm going to do that. I took out a bunch of false dragon head. and donated it to a native plant nursery, Green Star. You may have heard them; they're awesome. But they grow native plants, and they, you know, do a bunch of cool projects and are cool people. And had this false dragon head grown everywhere in my front bed, past the border, like into my gravel driveway. So they came, they took it out, but I now have like a really cool triangle, and I'm thinking that the echinacea is a great plant for that.
Do that mix of color give you this like awesome wildflower, like the table that we're selling them off, just covered in all these different colors. It's amazing.
That is awesome. It's really still cool. Have some of the purple false dragon head, and then I've got or obedient plant. Then I've got Texas tarragon right by there, mixed with marigold.
Yeah.
So like a mix of colors would be cool to go from the yellow to the purple.
That's cool.
Nice. Good recommendation.
There you go.
See, you know, you may be at home and be like, oh, wow, this show's not just for me. It's also for Danny to get advice from the pros that come in. And you're right. You're right. So that's what I'm thinking. Another thing I wrote down when you were talking is just salvia, how much I love salvia and how I need to get some for my front bed. I have a front circle drive bed, and we're kind of converting from trees. My big eucalyptus tree died in the freeze.
Yeah, it's another great one. Lots of good variety to it. Different hues. I mean, it stays into the more purples and reds and pinks a bit, obviously, but it definitely, you got some good height out of it. Different looking flowers on each and every single one. Different leaf shape. So, I mean, it's another really good versatile perennial plant for the summer.
One of these days, I'm going to convert that whole bed to just salvia and have like a big, huge Amistad and a bunch of those little cute ones.
Yeah, May Knights. And I mean, there's just so many. They're a great plant.
Someday, Nick. Someday. That'll be cool. Well, some things we're hoping to talk about today is a little bit later on in the show as it warms up outside. We're going to talk about gardening in the heat. We want to give you some tips to have you have your best experience. Some of those will be organization, some will be supplies.
But right off the bat, drink plenty of water.
Yes, drink plenty, as I have my huge cup of coffee. Yeah. You drink water. But no, when you're out there gardening, once you get thirsty, it's too late. You need to take a break.
Yeah.
So we're seeing a lot of bugs right now, Nick.
Pop 'em.
Yep. I got a thing for you called the bug barrage.
There it is. So you got it.
Obviously, we got some vegetable advice for you. There's always something to talk about with tomatoes. There's so many tips and tricks with tomatoes. So we'll talk about tomatoes and then maybe getting the most out of this season of veggies, maybe veggies you find in garden shops.
Yeah.
And of course, we're worried about your lawns.
Always got to worry about the lawns.
And that's we're going to explore some of that stuff. Obviously, want to hear from you as well. Your questions trump the information that I'm trying to put out because I want to know what's on your mind. 281-496-5711. That's how you get a hold of us. 281-496-5711. I got Nick Koenig here talking gardenings. He's from Kingwood Garden Center. I'm Danny Milliken. We are Home Show Garden Pros.
We want your food waste. Seriously. We're Moonshot Compost. We're recycling valets who make composting clean and easy. We give you an airtight moonshot container. You fill it with food waste. Leave it on your porch or drop it off. Like a good valet, we do the rest. Composting food waste, keeping it out of landfills, earning you compost rewards. How easy is that? Moonshot Compost means no bugs, no smells, no mess. Learn more, get started, visit startcomposting.com.
Crabgrass blows, sneaks into your yard, spreads like crazy, ruins your lawn. There's one weed killer naturally safer for people and pets. Agrilon Crabgrass Killer snuffs out crabgrass, dollarweed, clover, and other weeds without harming St. Augustine, Bermuda, and most yard grasses. Proven effective organically. See results in just days. Simple to apply and kills the roots. Blow weeds away naturally. Grab Agrilon Crabgrass Killer at any Garden Pro location. Find the store near you at agrilon.com.
You're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros. Gardening help you want. Answers you can trust from members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
Hi, this is John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources. Come visit our nursery up in the Conroe Woodlands area.
Hi, this is Michael Wagner from Warren Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 281-496-5711.
In addition to dishing out great gardening information, we'll also be lifting up some products that we love. You know, you're familiar with this process. We call it advertising. But we're very selective about who's on the show. And so first one we're going to talk about is Dakota Rev. This is a liquid product. The label just says Rev on it. And I'm just amazed at my pepper production. So I very specifically started using it on all my peppers. They're twice as big as I ever remember, both the peppers and the plants. I got 7 bell peppers in the spring, which usually I expect one small one.
Totally. On the larger fruit, if you can use that Rev, I mean, a great one to use it on would be like some heirloom tomatoes.
Yes.
Because those always have a really hard time producing heavily. You know, usually you'll get like 2 Cherokee purples off of there. Try that Rev. Maybe you'll, you know, get it up to 6 or 7. That'd be great.
I mean, or 30, honestly.
30 would be perfect.
Incredible results on vegetables. I think that it saved my fall vegetables last year, my fall tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And so as August comes around, make sure you got a bottle of Rev in your thing, in your kind of toolbox. All your trees, all your shrubs, and then really your lawns. This is one of those things you want to reduce stress. We want to open up the soil. We want to like let water get down to the roots and stay down there. Rev is incredible for all that stuff. It adds essential carbon, adds beneficial microbes, and literally improves root mass. So bigger roots, right? More roots, more fruits. Like better production, better growing. Everything's better when you have more roots. So
both the Warren Southern Garden and Kingwood Garden Center just got a restock of inventory. So
yeah,
we're ready to get it for you.
Get in there, ask them for it specifically. Spread over your lawn. You will see results. This is a wonderful product. And I'm excited because, you know, I was using it professionally at Herman Park to treat the lawn, to treat a lot of plants. And it's so cool that I don't have to order it like from, you know, whatever, Dallas
when
or whatever.
When you're throwing it on the lawn, are you seeing like increased growth, like big, just everything all around, healthier, greener,
yeah,
all that good?
It's kind of weird because, you know, carbon is this building block for life, right? So like carbon feeds the soil microbes, which then feed the roots. Okay. So people think you add nitrogen to get green, but you'll get green from Rev.
Oh, yeah.
So cool.
Yeah, cool.
100% natural. Again, available at Kingwood Garden Center and Warren Southern Gardens. Also, Plants for All Seasons, Nelson Nursery, Southwest Fertilizer, Friendswood Hardware, and Nature's Way Resources Garden Center has it up there too. Check them out online, organicrev.com. Really good stuff. 281-496-5711. That's 281-496-5711. Bruce, you are on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure, Bruce.
Can I ask you 2 questions, please?
Yeah.
Okay, I have a gardenia plant, and that thing was beautiful when I planted it back in March, but all of a sudden it developed like this some sort of disease that made the leaves kind of yellow, a streaky green on the leaves. And so I put last week I put in a gallon of 1 fluid ounce of infusion with water on the thing, and like the disease went away overnight, it seemed like. But now it's slowly coming back. Do I just kind of repeat the treatment until it stops coming back, you know, the disease, whatever it was?
So Infuse does on the label recommend sometimes doing multiple applications. Now, if it was just it only lasted a few days, there are other options as well. Adding in something like the MicroLife Ultimate or the 624 would be a great option. Add some good nutrients back into that soil over just treating with a fungicide. But they also have a MicroGrow, which is a biological inoculant, and go right in and start fighting different fungal issues with that. So
I'll ask this, Bruce: why do you think it's a fungal issue?
Well, I mean, I'm not the gardener type, so I don't really know, but it was down in the soil, it seemed like.
Yeah. So generally when I think of a fungi problem, I want to like wonder how did that happen.
Mm-hmm.
So like a slowdown in kind of decomposition of mulch or bad mulch or dyed mulch, which is often a problem with gardenias, or too much watering.
Yeah.
Now, you maybe couldn't stop the too much watering that happened the last month with the rain. Right, Bruce? I mean, if you could have slowed that down, you would have for all of us.
Yep.
But so that's where I'm at is like, let's get some, you know, humic acid on there, some molasses. There is a great product called Complete Disease Control by Monterey, and it is a bacteria that eats disease fungi. It doesn't kill beneficial fungi. And that's the problem with your infuse is it does kill beneficial fungi, And gardenia, as a kind of forest understory plant, has a really good relationship with fungi. So I would not use Infuse and really get some kind of like build that soil up,
yeah.
Get some compost down. What part of town are you in?
A-Leaf.
Yeah, so I mean, just bopping right down to Enchanted Forest. They've got some great stuff, great options. They have all the Monterey stuff. They've got that complete disease control. But that's the cool thing about the complete disease control is it's a, literally, I said it, I guess, but it's a bacteria that eats disease fungi. And that, so I think something like that, you're going to see a lot better long-term results than...
Definitely that watering, you know, bringing that back up. I mean, those that can be a big issue on those gardenias. So yeah, just, you know, yeah, garden centers love is bring in a sample.
Yeah,
it helps us out tremendously. So if you can run down Enchanted Forest, just bring a sample in, and they, you know, they'll probably be able to pick it out for you and just make sure that what you've got going on.
Okay, well, at some point, should I maybe put some Dakota? I do have a bottle of Dakota Rev. Should I put some of that on there?
Heck yeah!
Oh yeah,
spread over the top of it.
Okay.
Yeah, like right. Foliar spray that. That will actually help a lot because carbon will speed up the process in the soil.
Okay.
But you're not alone. Like gardenias are really hard in Houston. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like sometimes they're great, sometimes they're bad. They'll suffer some fungal problems, but not all of them. So okay, Bruce, we're gonna take a break and then come back to your next question. Okay, bud.
Yeah, thank you.
Awesome. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, answering gardening questions. Nick Koenig is here from Kingwood Garden Center, and we are talking gardening. 281-496-5711.
Be a lawn hero with MicroLife fertilizers this summer. Add Hybrid 2005 in the pink bag. It's loaded with rich humates and protects your lawn with 76 species of probiotics. Easy to apply, turns turf grass lush green, and lasts all summer. For trouble spots, use MicroLife Humates Plus in the purple bag to remove salts and toxins, conserve water, and improve your soils and plants. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. MicroLife fertilizers. Available at all leading garden centers.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
Raise the bar for a healthier lawn. Raise your lawnmower now. 4 inches for St. Augustine and 2.5 inches for Bermuda. You'll save water and time and get more resilient lawn. Raising the lawn and garden bar. It's what makes us Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
The heat is on. Hi, it's Sherry at Plants for All Seasons. We have everything you'll need to get through this hot, humid summer that we're going to experience. With the high humidity and rainfall, we're going to see a lot of lawn fungus. We have all the lawn products that you'll need to take care of the problem. If you're not sure what's happening in your yard, bring pictures into the nursery. Our guys will help you figure out the right solution for the issue. Your vegetable gardens are probably bursting at the seams right now with fresh vegetables. They would like nothing more than a drink of compost tea, brewed fresh every week and available on the weekends. We just got a huge order of amazing succulents in all different varieties, and our greenhouse is loaded. We are open 7 days a week, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Our incredible staff is always available to answer all your gardening and lawn questions. You can always find out more by visiting us at plantsforallseasons.com or our Facebook page. We're located at 21328 State Highway 249. And now back to Home Show Garden Pros with Danny and Nick.
Thanks, Sherry. Danny and Nick here for sure. Also, we've got Bruce. Bruce, we're talking to. Hey, Bruce, question number two. What you got, bud?
Okay. I had a wisteria in the backyard last year, and I chopped it down. And the raw stump, I put Roundup on it to kind of kill the thing altogether. Well, now I got little shoots coming up. So what should I do to get rid of that thing once and for all?
So, hey, your shoots are just coming up around the base or
yeah,
kind of from the main trunk?
Around the base, I guess you could say. A little shoots coming up out of the ground.
How close to the original trunk?
Maybe within 2 or 3 feet.
Monterey does have that sucker stopper. Maybe something like that applied to the plant would definitely would curve it.
Monterey, you're saying?
Yeah, Monterey sucker stopper, I think, is what their label for that product is.
Okay.
Basically, you're just going to apply it to the suckers, cut the sucker, and then apply, I believe, and it just takes those things and stops them eventually from producing.
Yeah, you just let those things come up and maybe develop a little leaf or something like that. Then chop, cut them and cut them off at the top, and then put that stuff on there.
Usually, like on the fresh wound is how I like to do it.
Yep. Yeah. So you'll cut them off at ground level, basically, and dab a tiny bit on there.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even like a spray.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you use a lot less product, and it doesn't spray all over the place. And it's what you need to do. It's kind of the same thing as a vine killer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, some of them have even little paintbrushes in there that you just take out and paint it with.
Yeah, little art project.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's call it Monterey. Monterey.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Monterey is a really great company for a bunch of gardening solutions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And this is one of their great products.
Okay. All right. Well, that's very helpful. I appreciate your time.
Thanks, Bruce.
Thank you.
Right, bye-bye now.
Bye. 281-496-5711, answering gardening questions, and we're going to get to George. George, what's your question for Nick?
Yes, good morning.
Hey.
A few weeks back when we had all that rain, I had a yard, and I had a stump pulled, and when they pulled the stump, it chewed it up pretty bad. But anyway, I had big, bare spots. So I took fistfuls of Scott's Easy Seed and just threw it in the yard. And it covered most of the yard. It now has grass in it, but now I'm trying to figure out how to fill in those small spots that are left and get the yard looking a little bit better. I'm getting these tall, I guess they're weeds, in some areas, and I mean they're about calf high, and in other parts of the yard, it just looks like normal grass. So I'm wondering if that's a weed, or how do I get rid of that and get the yard, looking a little better?
Do you have in the rest of the yard where you didn't put the seed? Are you St. Augustine, or do you have like a Bermuda or something over the rest of the lawn right now?
Yeah, I'm looking at the bag. It's Bermuda.
Okay.
Well, I think Nick's asked about your original lawn.
Uh huh.
Oh, what was in the original yard?
Yeah, but like the areas you put the seed, I know that's going to be hopefully a Bermuda grass. But was the rest of it St. Augustine beforehand?
I have no idea.
Okay, fair enough.
Does the new grass match the old grass?
Yes, it does. Yeah,
super.
Yeah, I mean filling in blank areas, as we always say. I mean, the best thing is to get some compost out there.
Absolutely.
I mean, if you're having blank areas, get that compost out. I mean, it really, you'll see results very quick. And another great thing is going into the summer heat with a layer of compost. It's going to help you reduce watering, a whole bunch of other good stuff coming out of that. So really just put some compost out. The grass wants to go into that for sure. So it'll push right back in.
One thing to avoid is a heavy herbicide treatment in summertime. And also with kind of what sounds like damaged soil there, George, if you had bare spots and from that rain, sounds like you're dealing with compaction. And honestly, the only approach that's going to work for you is compost top dressing.
And that compaction is going to trigger weed growth. Like compact soils, like weeds love really poor soil.
Absolutely.
And so you get that compaction, you're going to have heavier, stronger weeds.
Yeah. So relieve the compaction, you relieve the weed pressure.
Yep.
So those tall weeds you're dealing with, if you can mow them down on a regular basis, the height of that Bermuda grass, will start to outcompete them in the set if you can do a compost up dressing. And so it's the kind of thing where, they'll get shorter and shorter. Mow in Bermuda, 2.5 inches? That's kind of the ideal space, maybe a little bit lower than that even.
Yeah, Bermuda can go lower
a little bit.
So.
Even 2 inches, you're going to really kind of make it so those weeds aren't competitive.
So, any kind of compost?
So there's a couple. I mean, there are some good ones. I always try to go locally sourced. Heirloom Soils of Texas is a great one that you can pick up at Kingwood Garden Center, mm-hmm. Warren Southern Garden, Nature's Way. I know they've got some great product too. So, you know, try to find that locally sourced stuff. Typically, it's going to have being locally sourced. It has our good bacteria in there already to go for it. Yeah, so that's great. And, just
and there's
right
no
in.
Like poisons in it. Yeah, on the two on the two that Nick just said, those are viable good soils or soil additives. So,
yeah.
And then I'll just say this is that when you're doing a compost dressing like that, top dressing, usually using a couple of yards.
Mm-hmm.
And so your best bet is either to get something delivered or get a trailer to go pick some stuff up.
Definitely.
Instead of buying bags.
Oh, so the top dressing is, I guess you're saying better in bulk.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you want to try to do it in your lawn entirely. You know, okay. cover quarter of an inch or so layer on there, and
because you have the compaction problem everywhere,
yeah,
and you're seeing these spots, and you'll see new spots come summertime.
Okay, cool. Thanks
and
a lot, guys. Appreciate
George, one last thing: compost top dressing will reduce your water bill. Also,
mm-hmm. That's right. But going into the summer, you're gonna love it. It's great,
and you'll reduce the odds of getting any sort of fungal problem. So, anyway. That's that.
Real quick, I live down in Corpus Christi, so I can go to any gardening center, or they'll have that. What you're talking about?
So I don't really know the scene down there very well. I need to get down and just hang out and see what's up. But like, if there are garden centers that are like respectable and like people enjoy them, that's the kind of place that's going to know about soil. You know, just it's like the stigma. Just, you know,
Don't go to, well, you know, stay to your local garden centers.
Yeah.
And they're going to be able to find you something great to put on your lawn.
Places that know about fruit trees, that's a good one.
Yeah. There you go.
If you can go in there and answer your fruit tree question, they can answer your soil question.
Yeah.
Appreciate it, guys. Have a good one.
Thank you. 281-496-5711. Nick Koenig here, talking gardening. I'm Danny Milliken, Home Show Garden Pros.
Are you ready to get back in the garden? Hi, it's Anita.
Get away by getting into your garden. Nelson's Nursery and Katie can help. Annuals and perennials, veggies and herbs, plus all you'll need to help them grow.
And be sure to check out our colorful and beautiful fountains.
Exotic disappearing water fountains in all shapes and sizes, and exotic fish for backyard ponds, plus one-of-a-kind pots direct imported by Nelson's. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy. You can find them at nelsonwatergardens.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
As we're kind of currently talking about, improving your soil is going to make a huge difference in improving your success. And healthy landscaping, healthy gardens, healthy veggies, healthy trees, always have healthy soils. There's not another like way to do it, right? And in Houston, we have to actually adjust our soils. We have to do stuff to make them healthier. And that's where Landscaper's Pride comes in. They make great mulches and soils, just premium quality, locally sourced, really great stuff. In fact, they have a wonderful topsoil. So like I recently, because of all this kind of flooding, because of all the stuff that's happened, I've got some waviness to my yard that wasn't there 2 years ago. And that's where topsoil comes in. Mm-hmm. Really great for kind of patching, leveling. It doesn't decompose, and so it'll stay there. It's also, theirs is like a little bit more coarse than some topsoils, so it's really nice for mixing in veggie beds for drainage. Good. I do love their Gardener's Magic. This is a mixture of humus. They add soil conditioner. They have several kinds of compost in there, and they've already put some fertilizer in there for you. So really great for potted plants, raised beds, kind of bulk space. If you're going a little bit deeper in a bed, Gardener's Magic is awesome. It's kind of a pre-built success story. So a bunch of really great stuff. So if you're looking for healthier, faster-growing vegetables, shrubs, plants, whatever you're growing, tropicals, citrus fruit trees, naturally organic soils are going to be the way to go, and that's where Landscaper's Pride comes in. So most of our Garden Pro locations sell it. Southwest Fertilizer, Friendswood Hardware, grab Landscaper's Pride, and enjoy your gardening. So you can learn more at homeshowgardenpros.com. 281-496-5711. Just continuing with Nick to answer gardening questions. Going to Tommy.
Yes, sir. Hey, I live in the Sugar Land area. I wonder if you could tell me about how many chill hours we had this winter.
This winter?
This winter, I mean, a good amount. It was a great, it was a good chill hour winter. What do we, I guess I should have looked that up.
Tommy, I think it was above average, about double is what I had heard said. And so we're just going to.
So into the thousand.
Are you going to listen for a little bit? Can we like talk about it in a little bit, Tommy? Is that cool?
That would be good. Okay. I appreciate it.
Okay, great. Go ahead, Tommy.
Where is a good source to find that information?
I think that A&M keeps it, and I also think that just the state keeps it.
Okay. If you could find out something for me, I'd certainly appreciate it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. So we are kind of looking through here for, we're going to locate this maybe during a break, Tommy. But great question there. So trying to track down what number of chill hours we had.
It had to be great because I know plums, like the plum trees out there.
Yeah.
We got what is it? The Pluqua? Is that there?
Yeah.
That we've never had produce, and it's producing out in front of our store or out on the side of the store right now. So
nice.
It's pretty cool.
And Tommy's an avid caller. I know he knows a lot about gardening. And this is one of those things that people want to know about chill hours.
Mm-hmm.
One kind of cool thing that happened is that my plum tree bloomed, freeze knocked off all the blooms.
Yeah.
And then there was enough chill hours in the freeze for that plum tree to bloom again.
We always sometimes get those weird early blooms on plums and stuff. So it's always good when we can recoup that eventually.
Yeah. So we're gonna locate this like okay, so here we go. We got it here. It's ET Weather. So this is also a website I want you to go for your watering needs. ET is evapotranspiration. It's how much water is lost in your landscape. So the website is etweather.tamu.edu. And it's going to have a lot of cool information on here for you, but they do have chill hours for that winter, and they have it by zip code.
Oh, wow. That's so nice.
They also keep a 45 degree Fahrenheit, which is for your fruiting plants.
Mm-hmm.
And so this one is saying, well, I have College Station here. They got a lot in College Station. We're going to have to keep looking back into this. Nothing like good radio. Hey, let's listen to Danny look at the internet.
Yeah.
Okay. So, we're here talking gardening. We're here answering your gardening questions, and that's what we want to do. So we're here to talk to you, 281-496-5711, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Slugs and snails attacking your garden? Sluggo Snail Bait is approved for use in vegetable gardens and can be used all over the yard, wherever slugs and snails are eating your plants. Sluggo is made from iron phosphate and can be used around pets and wildlife. Plus, it's OMRI listed for organic gardening. A little Sluggo goes a long way. Ask for Sluggo at your local garden supply store. For a beautiful garden and the time to enjoy it, use Monterey Lawn and Garden products.
When it rains here, it pours. Protect your home with Custom Gutter's seamless aluminum gutter systems, precisely machined to drain water away from your foundation and landscaping. Choose from over 100 colors to match your home. Add leaf protection custom designed for your trees. At Custom Gutters, all installations are covered by a lifetime labor warranty and 50-year manufacturer's warranty. New gutters, gutter cleaning, repairs, trust Custom Gutters. That's custom with a K. CustomGutters.com.
Time to take out your tomato plants. Hotter nights means you'll only be growing root-eating nematodes and fat caterpillars. We prefer growing your garden and landscape skills with the Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Hey, this is Joey from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes in Richmond. Overwatering can cause fungus not only in your grass, but your plants too. Remember to adjust your irrigation system or maybe just turn it off until all this rain is over. And speaking of problems that too much rain causes, get ready for an onslaught of mosquitoes. Make sure you don't have any standing water where mosquitoes can breed. Did you know that there are some plants that will naturally deter mosquitoes? Lemongrass, rosemary, and lavender work great. We have definitely enjoyed a much cooler spring this year, but we all know summer is coming. So now's the time to get your plants in the ground so they get established before the heat of summer is here. Our nurseries are well stocked with beautiful annuals, perennials, shrubs, and trees to get your landscaping looking fabulous for the summer. With all this rain we've had lately, make sure you fertilize your plants and flowers to keep them blooming. We have lots of good options ranging from Color Star, MicroLife products, and also the Fox Farms line. Enchanted Forest is located on FM 2759 near Sugarland and Greatwood. Enchanted Gardens is located on FM 359 near Richmond and Cinco Ranch. Be sure and check us out on Facebook and Instagram, Enchanted Forest Richmond or Enchanted Gardens Richmond, or both. And now back to the Home Show Garden Pros, Danny and Nick.
Thank you, Joey. Yes. So, you know, we have a website. I'm sure you guys have one too.
Yeah.
It's a business these days, but it's called homeshowgardenpros.com. Cleverly named, just like the radio show is called. And we have a lot of videos on there. So pretty much any tip you're looking for, any information you're looking for, we've got some videos for that. Mm-hmm. And I say plural on purpose because we really cranked out some great information from a lot of different knowledge kind of specialists. So that's all there for your enjoyment, for your learning.
Great.
Also on there is the listen button. So if you're a fan of the show and aren't in your car and you still want to listen, just go to the website, hit that listen button. It'll play the live show when it's on and throughout the week, kind of a podcast, basically the last two shows. We also have a very active Facebook page. Yes, thank you. It's nice to have a young person here because he knows all the lingo, you know. Yeah. So click the buttons on there and it'll work out. No, we have our Facebook Live every Wednesday. So I'll have a host from a nonprofit talking gardening. A little bit different than this. We don't get quite as deep. And it's video, so you have to look at me. So, you know, there's some downsides to it. But it's a lot of fun. Got that going on. Also on the website is the Ask a Pro button. You ask that and you send a question and you get an answer. So we reply to it. And a lot of times we answer them here on the radio. So this week's question from Richard just came in. Said, John Ferguson mentioned a product he uses to treat weeds in his lawn. I could not make out what John said on the podcast. Oh, nice podcast listener. There we go. By the way, really enjoy your show. Thank you, Richard Reeves. And it looks like he tried to spell, it's like he's got an A.
Agrilon.
Yeah, so I think it's Agrilon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
So why don't you say a little bit about Agrilon, why you like it, if you like it.
I do. I've used it for you. It's a really solid product. It works well on just about everything out there. The big one is that Virginia buttonweed that it actually works great on. Does have that extra step. You need to have that the weeds wet, so you know morning dew is always a great source to go ahead and put that product out. So the grass, there's the weeds need to be wet. Then you go out, this little can of powder smells like cinnamon because there is actually active ingredient of cinnamon in there.
Nice.
And you just put that, sprinkle that on. It turns like this bright yellow color. I guess it's to help you mark that where you got it. It's nice. So, and then it works rather quickly too.
Absolutely.
So,
and John talks about using a dust miser, which is an old timey thing that you put your stuff in the top and you rotate this crank and it blows it out.
Yeah.
So it makes this like cloud.
Sure.
And he apparently really likes that and thinks he goes through his Agrilon slower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it can.
If I knew what they were and where to find them,
to get a dustomizer, that'd be great.
Yeah, maybe I can go to the past and get one of those. It seems like an old timey sort of thing. But find your dustomizer, maybe online, eBay, maybe a good place to go. So Richard, to help you out, that's Agrilon and dustomizer. So really though, as we're just kind of on this topic of lawn weeds, if you're really still dealing with weeds now, probably there's a couple things you need to do to reduce your weed pressure.
Yeah.
And it's not kill the weeds. So a couple things. Nick knows my first and favorite one.
Compost top dressing.
Compost top dressing. He also knows my number two one, which has to do with water. Because I saw some sprinklers going.
Yeah.
When it was raining 3 inches.
It's...
You're naughty. Okay? Just turn the system off until you feel like it needs it. That's what you do in your, with your irrigation systems in the summer. You have it on your program. You turn it off until it needs watering. Then you turn it back on, and it'll go for a while, and
man,
it'll catch
up. I heard that you haven't watered your lawn. I was listening 1 week, and it was like since like 2011.
Yeah, what since the drought. Yeah,
that's
since the drought.
Wild. So,
and the only damage we've had, Harvey was the worst damage we've had.
Sure.
And then the next was my daughter did a painting project right in the middle of the lawn for school. Paint, a ton of spray paint. And that is like been a trouble spot until last year.
Yeah.
And you know how we fixed it? Compost top dressing.
Compost top dressing. I mean, so another great for urine spots from animals and stuff like that. Put some of that out. Or I shake a little bit of the Humates Plus.
No,
I
Humates
put
Plus
that
is
right
awesome.
On there, and it works extremely well for those kinds of issues too. Just a shout out to that one.
So we're just gonna run through. We're calling it lawn signs. So that's what the segment's called, lawn signs.
Lawn signs.
Yeah, get off my lawn. Not that kind. And also not one of the ones that's like the little animal peeing or pooping. It's like, don't do that, you know.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on, man. I'm picking it up. Anyway, just before we go to a break here in like a minute, thatch, right? Mm-hmm. It's like this myth, and it's an issue. You talking about sprinkling humic acid on pea burns is like reminds me of just how important the soil food web is.
Yeah.
And then thatch is this sign that you don't have it.
Yeah.
And so if people are seeing thatch, a lot of times their tendency is to rake it all up.
Yeah.
But like I'm trying to tracking back your advice, and it sounds like just putting some humic acid, Humates Plus especially, on there.
I'll break down. I mean, it's a great product. So it's just, you know, going to take care of a lot of issues, thatch being one of them. So
like I come in, I'm coming into the shop. I'm like, Nick, I heard you on the show. Great job. That's what they'll say. And then I'm like, hey, I got thatch in my lawn. What do you say? I know that you guys are like really nice at answering questions nicely. You know, I might be like, what? Come on. No, but what would you say? Somebody's like, oh, I got thatch.
So, I mean, thatch, you know, it's especially after that freeze. I mean, there was a lot.
Gosh,
and so there can be an extent, honestly, where some raking needs to happen. You don't need to go full blown and just blast it and show dirt everywhere.
Yeah, right.
You know, but sometimes it does help to get a little bit of
it
out the way.
No, that's a good call.
You know, but and then as we've said before, compost top dressing, add that Humates Plus, and it'll just kind of really break down the rest of it for you. It takes care of the issue, gets that grass to grow right back in after any kind of damage. So, I mean, that's the answers I would give easily.
Yeah. So that this year is a little bit exceptional because of the freeze.
I had to do some raking.
Yeah.
I do.
The sign that we would see from normal thatch buildup would be a lack of biological activity in your soil.
Mm-hmm.
So just keep that in mind. Even like getting a compost tea spray company to come in and really get a lot of animals down, or you know, microorganisms.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, good thoughts there. We're going to keep popping into this lawn signs notion as the show goes on. 281-496-5711. We're going to come back and then talk to Ted, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Native plants thrive in Texas heat with less water. Previously, they were hard to find near Conroe or the Woodlands. Till now. Select from hundreds of native plants and summer veggies at Nature's Way Resources Garden Center. Bring your dog, kids, and shop over 2 acres of flowers, vegetables, and plants. Nature's Way experts help you pick the right plants, organic soils, and supplements for success. Nature's Way Resources Garden Center, 45 North at FM 1488. Nature'sWayResources.com.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener.
Monterey Lawn and Garden, superior solutions for every garden. Feed the earth, starve the landfill with Moonshot Compost at startcomposting.com. MicroLife, all organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-496-5711.
We come back again on Home Show Garden Pros talking about AgriLawn. Last time is a question from Richard. This time is just, we're going to talk about it because it's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times you're buying, like we had Bruce, you know, with his gardenia problems. You're applying something to kill something else, but a lot of times it's hurting things like your trees or your lawn grass, or your family. Right. And so those aren't things you really want to hurt. So what if, call me crazy, what if you had a weed killer that was good for your lawn, not going to hurt your trees, and totally safe from your people and pets? Would you want that, Nick?
I would buy it
all
day. Of
course he would. No, I'm just kidding. This is the AgriLawn. This is what we're talking about. Talking about the AgriLawn crabgrass killer. Safe for people and pets. Easy to apply. John did chime in. It's the Dustin Miser is the name of the thing. So we were close with our Dust Miser thing. And this is just a good way to apply it. But AgriLawn's really cool because it's easy to apply. It actually kills the roots of the plants you're applying to. Mm. A lot of our Houston area weeds, it really works really well on. And it's going to work really well in the summer. And you don't have to pause in the summer for this stuff.
Yeah.
Most of your herbicides you cannot use because they're poisons and they hurt too many things, but the AgriLawn will not do that. So crabgrass, basket grass, chickweed, clover, dollarweed, doveweed, it works really great on doveweed, which we're seeing a lot more and more, especially in the summertime. So if you can do the double whammy of watering less and then poisoning or killing your weeds with AgriLawn, you're not poisoning them, you're just killing them, right? It's stopping the water exchange through the leaf. And it's safe for your St. Augustine, your Bermuda, safe for your lawn without hurting it. So all the Garden Pro nurseries have this. Anybody that's with us, basically, Southwest Fertilizer, Friendswood Hardware, they have it. And if you want to find the closest location that sells it, just go to homeshowgardenpros.com. AgriLawn's website is agrilawn.com, and just phenomenal people and just a great product. So yep. If you're dealing with weeds, it's something good to use.
Definitely.
Now, it's also okay to like say, okay, I have these weeds. Why do I have the weeds?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like usually it's compaction, like Nick was talking about earlier.
Definitely. Preventative is always better than trying to fight what you've got going on because it can get overwhelming quick. So trying to get it beforehand is the way to go.
Yeah,
always.
Kind of building a system that's not going to encourage weeds.
Yeah.
And then when you do use a product like AgriLawn, you're just doing a little bit of maintenance here and there. You're not like
touching. Yep. Just little areas.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, we're going to go to Ted. Ted, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Can you hear me?
You're pretty light.
Can you hear me?
Is this speakerphone? No, I can't hear you, Ted. You want to give it another go? Okay, wait, there you are, but you need to turn your radio off.
All right.
You're super quiet, though. You know what, Ted? Just hang up and give us a call back.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Thanks, bud. So Ted's going to call us back, and while we're waiting for that, we're going to go for another lawn signs.
Lawn signs. Okay.
It's not quite season for some of these yet, but we're hearing news. We're hearing people that are spotting these things. And so chinch bugs. What is a sign that I've got chinch bugs?
Definitely, you're going to see some rough grass in some patches, and it can just start to spread. A big one that we've kind of noticed as they start near your driveways and by the sidewalks, for some reason they just gravitate to those areas and kind of just work that brown patch into the not brown patch fungus, but just a browning
patch of brown.
So but they usually start by the concrete some reason. So
yeah, well, I kind of feel like that folks aren't checking the irrigation system enough, and so they'll have a wet area and a dry area.
Yeah, it could be hopping, yep.
And they're just kind of like, that dry area is where the chinch bugs are going to be.
Yeah, definitely could be that.
So go ahead and continue to check your irrigation every once in a while. That helps a lot. All right, Ted, we're going to give you another go here. Ted, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
That ain't better?
Oh my gosh.
There it is.
It's a world better, yeah.
Okay. AgriLawn, not a question, but a couple tips.
Ooh.
One. Okay. Go to your dollar store or wherever and buy a cheap flower sister. Remember the old hand?
Yeah, the
old flower sister. Yeah, we've got the fine mesh screen on the bottom.
Yeah.
Put your AgriLawn on that and just, you don't even have to use the handle. You just kind of shake it gently over what you're trying to kill.
Little thorough dusting there.
Yeah.
So it's not a flower sifter anymore. It's an AgriLawn sifter.
So with that sifting, my mother texted me while we were talking about this, and she says, take some pantyhose and put it over the top of your bottle and use that.
Okay,
so I just had to throw that in there. She'll like the shout out. So
yeah.
That's awesome.
And the other thing, I find it to be much more effective. I've used it a few times and really like it. But once I started using a pump-up sprayer and putting a surfactant in my water, you get a lot more water adhesion to the top of your weeds.
Okay.
And and you get a lot more effectiveness because you get more absorption of the agrolon you put on sticking to the leaves rather
Clever
than just blowing off.
Nice. Yeah. Those are great tips, Ted.
Okay.
I love
the
that.
I love the stuff. It's just pretty expensive, so you got to figure out the best way to use it.
You're talking about making sure to use it as best you can, for sure.
No, none of us like waste, so
okay.
We're with you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. You know, so often we invite veteran gardeners and people that have their tips and tricks and share us their success stories.
Yeah, I know.
And we almost never get them to call in.
No,
so I'm so happy
awesome.
That Ted hit us up with that.
We appreciate it.
And in perfect time for a break.
There it is.
How about that? So this is Home Show Garden Pros. We've got a quick segment with the Yard Geek, Bob Patterson. And then we'll be back with more Nick Koenig from Kingwood Gardens. I always almost say Warren Southern Gardens, which is fine.
Warren Southern Gardens, Kingwood Garden Center.
But if you want to talk to Nick live, you go to Kingwood
Gardens. I'll be at Kingwood Garden Center.
Yeah.
Yep.
So awesome stuff. And we'll be right back with some Bob Patterson.
Rev up your plants with Dakota Rev Organic Growth Stimulant. Rev is the easy, organic way to grow healthier plants and turf grasses. Super concentrated, just add water and spray. Used for years by landscapers and elite golf courses. Rev is now available to jumpstart your plants and lawns. Grab a bottle of Dakota Rev All Natural Plant Stimulant. You'll see the difference. Available at Southwest Fertilizer, Friendswood Hardware, Garden Pro locations, or online at organicrev.com.
Be dependable. That was Dad's golden rule.
Bert Jr. from KISS Generators.
Being dependable is why KISS Generators installs Kohler generators, delivering emergency power on demand for homes, buildings, and hospitals for over 100 years. Whenever power goes out, your KISS generator will restore security systems, lights, comfort, and communications in 10 seconds or less. Choose from full home or load sharing systems custom designed for your budget. It's hurricane season. Don't be caught with your power down. Choose dependable. Choose KISS Generators. KISSGenerators.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Home Show Garden Pros. We're busy answering your gardening questions this morning, but we keep that going with Bob Patterson, the Yard Geek from Southwest Fertilizer, and looking at some pictures. I got a Rennie with a question. Okay, Bob, I got a couple of pictures here.
Yes, I'm looking at them, and I'm hoping that this is kind of a little bit of an old picture, not happening in the last, we're in June now, so that is wintergrass or ryegrass that's growing in this lawn. It looks like the base of the lawn from I see on the edges is St. Augustine. That is ryegrass growing in there. You know, we've had a pretty cool spring, so it stayed around with us a little longer. Ryegrass, it'll be something that will die out with these 90-degree temperatures that we're going to have a whole bunch of here in the coming weeks and months. So I think as we talk, I'm hoping that you're looking out your back window and seeing that grass is gone away, and then you're St. Augustine taking back over. That's what I hope. Hopefully you have stuck to some sort of fertilizer schedule. You have fertilized your lawn with an organic or a synthetic product, because we want to encourage that St. Augustine growth, and this is the time of year that St. Augustine will take over that grass. So the ryegrass will die out on its own with the heat. I wouldn't do anything special to it. I would just keep the lawn watered, and I think Mother Nature's been doing that for us pretty well. But a good feeding on that with a MicroLife or a Southwest Lawn Special or anything like that, I think that grass is going to come in fine, and that ryegrass will go away. That is my sincere hope, and that's what I think about that. Folks, if you have any other gardening questions or any pictures you'd like for us to take a look at, feel free to bring them by at Southwest Fertilizer. We're at 5828 Bissonnette. We have lots of yard geeks on staff, and we'll be happy to find you a solution, both organic or synthetic. Also, if you have a question, you just want to mail it in, please do so. You can contact me at yardgeek@homeshowgardenpros.com.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home. Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
And homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.